Part 11, Inception of Light Alchemy Class, The Law of Divine Tithing, Saint Germain, 3rd July, 2022. Invocation. Majestic Presence, we call to you in the oneness of our hearts as we recognize and feel the power, the reality, the love and peace of the angelic host. Guardian Presence, you are the open door into the realm of light to mankind. Bestow your infinite perfection and boundless power upon each life flame. In oneness with you, expand within our hearts the sacred fire of your cosmic Christ love and pour forth your love in action into the outer world for all eternity. Beings of the sacred fire, may your light penetrate the shadows of human distress. Release your blessings and luminous beauty to mankind, protecting all life that is constructive. Beloved Saint Germain, reach into the hearts and minds of all mankind for a greater expansion of the light and love from the Ascended Master's octaves. We love the light. We command and demand the outpouring of its blazing white fire substance to surround us wherever we go. May we feel the peace of your love and the power of light to expand within us. Saint Germain, the permanent golden age will be externalized through conscious disciples. God needs a body. No good manifestation has come to this earth except through the consciousness of some individual or individuals willing to be an open door to the perfected realms where such good naturally abide. Magnetizing this good is the opportunity of all world disciples and initiates alike. Each consciousness has already a storehouse of developed good, which is partially manifest in the talents and developed capacities used by the outer self in daily living. A portion of this developed good can become the personal tithe of the individual to the spiritual hierarchy. The sincere will give of their present store, and to them that so give without expectation of return will the added store be given. Those whose talents are cautiously buried in the promises of tomorrow's use fool no one but themselves. Today is the day of opportunity, and now is the hour when we require the presence of the practical men and women, willing to utilize their own energies and store as best as they can, and to develop better controls of their own energetic fields for the future. A Melchizedek teaching was set up at the time of Abraham, where proper higher consciousness awareness was all but forgotten at the time. That time, the teacher, one of the regents in the Old Testament called the Melchizedek King, was granted special dispensation to form an earth plane outer bodily projection outside of both the normal Melchizedek method of working from within the angelic host and outside of the normal incarnating birth processes within the earth plane timeline condition. For having himself teleprojected into that timeline of sorts, this particular Melchizedek being has been permanently reconfigured on a positive basis as a regularly incarnating individual within the ascended evolutionary experience. The action was unique. Never before has such happened in all the annals of creation. The ingredient for what is now in a permanent reality within the domain of the human evolutionary plan. The Melchizedek teachings back then eventually spread across the mountains into India and China. In the Old Testament, the Melchizedek King rode beside Abraham on the field of battle, helped him win his battles by teaching higher spiritual interventions, and collected 10% of the spoils as a spiritual tithe. In the ancient Hindu Vedic scriptures, Krishna rode beside Arjuna in the field of battle, helped him win his battles by teaching him higher spiritual interventions, and collected 10% of the spoils. Similar storied remnants remain within the earliest of the Chinese teachings, leading eventually to the Taoist philosophies. Upon Earth today, there are now well over 2,500 Melchizedek groups and orders around the planet. All are Earth orders from religious precept, except one. The Melchizedek tithe of 10% is a universal principle. And in that principle, the creators have built their entire outer creation from the 10%, which has been given back freely through tithing for creative expansion at the levels of materialization. The father-mother Melchizedeks are a special dispensation of Melchizedeks yet again, who carry the parenting aspect of the father-mother principle within a local universe. A father-mother Melchizedek accompanies every creator's son and daughter in their local universe. In their parenting actions, the father-mother Melchizedeks are specifically responsible for the coming through of all soul atoms into the local universe. However, this act of tithing has become, over time, misappropriated by many religious denominations where compulsory tithing or a belief that this sort of giving is a law. But this is a humanly ordained tithing for the purpose of gathering wealth for human purpose and questionable agendas. These are not the true meaning of the law of tithing. For the law is not compulsory, it is voluntary, and it is not limited to money, gold, or precious stones or metals, nor property assets. In truth, it is open to the conceptualization of the patron, contributor, or benefactor, and can be as simple as the tithing of their own energies voluntarily to assist the Creator's plan through such special dispensations that will expand the evolution of mankind through the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual manifestations of the creative endeavors of those who administer and govern such things, while following cosmic law to guide and benefit humanity, so they too enjoy the abundance of all things equally in association of their human rights to become God-free human beings. I tell you this today, dear hearts, so that in the needs of the new true constitution and I Am One World Nation to divinely manifest in all its areas of spiritual endeavors, many trillions of universal exchanges of that which belongs to God, not humanity, are now required to create the physical manifestations of communities, schools, operational buildings and centers, land for untainted food production, and natural protected national parks on land and sea, and upward to the construction of new cities of both man-made and light structures for the future of the new children. Such exchanges will be required to rebuild war-torn lands, farmland, and that which the elementals will reform to bring quicker balance back to this God evolutionary plan. Now is the time that people will have to think, not of themselves anymore, but rather the needs of the masses within this divided life struggle, where such a lack of all resources due to the profiteering and manipulation of commodities and utilities are not part of the reality of God life. Do you remember the Joseph Benner I Am Presence communication on the subject of wealth? Then I would invite you to revisit that treatise, for this is the truth founded upon the law of divine tithing as described therein. Benediction. We praise and adore the mighty I Am. In stillness, we feel the radiation of the heart-flame love of the angelic host in and all around us. It is our eternal heritage to live with a joyful, pure heart in a world filled with God's radiant light. We are grateful. We rejoice in the great light of your presence, enfolding each one, blazing forth unto all humanity. May your radiant light and love transmute all discord into your healing love and peace. Blessed we are as the beauty, power, and love of your realm, and ours is one now, enfolding us forever in your transcendent light.